Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your...
Do you want me to call Pat Hammer?
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. In the studio with me is Single Scott from SingleScott.com, Bill the Producer, and of course, Mermaid Angela. We're having a fitting.
Baby.
Yes, we are having a fitting for Mermaid Angela today and getting her properly equipped for our live aboard adventure on February 28th with Explorer Ventures to Saba, their Saba itinerary. We fly into St. Martin. You can join us too. Just go to ExplorerVentures.com and you can, get the phone number, call them and, join us for that little adventure as well as three other live aboard trips we're doing with them from, Turks and Caicos, Bahamas. And even diving with wild dolphins out of Freeport, Bahamas in September.
And they got that great deal in March on airfare.
Yes, $200 airfare credit on March 14th and the 28th. Just call Explorer Ventures about those two special itineraries that they're doing to help you out to curb your airfare costs so you can have the trip of a lifetime as a scuba diver for sure.
And here's the deal. When you're calling them and you're going to be asking them for some help with the airfare, it helps to talk in a soft voice and cough quietly like you've had a cold for a long time.
And I really want to go diving.
I'd like to go diving, but...
No, actually...
I can't afford the airfare.
No.
Try that. It sound as pathetic
they're
as
They're going to do
possible.
It anyway. They're going to give you that airfare credit.
Well, they are, but I think a better approach would be to, you know, lower your voice, try to sound more sexy. So the person at Explorer Ventures
picks up. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I want to go diving.
That's somebody I wouldn't want to be on a boat with for 7 days.
You got to take the wheeze
what
out
are you
of
wearing? A new BC. My mom and I, B. Arthur, want to go diving.
And then the person says, well, I'm a guy and I'm wearing jeans.
Wow. Is it hot where you are? Because it's getting hot here.
Okay, that's enough.
You've done this before, haven't you?
All right,
I'll pay for anything.
Enough. All right, so you can call Explorer Ventures and sign on for any of those trips or just schedule your own. You won't be sorry, trust me. Now, Angela is going on this live aboard trip with us February 28th. Just about a month away,
mm-hmm.
And this is your first liveaboard experience.
Yes.
Now you've tried on your fins, you've tried on your BC mass fin snorkel, the whole thing.
Yep.
And your regulator, and Oceanic has done you up proud. There's just a few other little things that we have to get you properly equipped for our trip in Saba. Mm-hmm. And one of those is a wetsuit, which we got you hooked up already with that, right?
Yep, my waterproof
wetsuit. You have a 3 mil waterproof wetsuit, so
yes.
You're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It might be, actually, 3 mil is going to be perfect, I believe, for this time of year in Saba. You've been on it a million times.
3 mil will be perfect.
3 mil will be perfect. What
What's
kind of water temps? Yeah, do you have any idea what to expect at the end of February, first week
you
of
know,
March?
You know, I really don't remember. I don't remember being cold during that time.
It's never cold, really,
right,
there at that
right,
part of the world,
right.
Is it? I mean, I'm guessing even the coldest time of year, I'm guessing it's probably still in the high 70s.
In the high 70s, that's right.
Yeah. So, you know, you're used to spring water, 74 degrees, so
I may
a 3
not even
mil.
Need my wetsuit.
You may not even need it.
Oh, that's it. She's tough.
Well, she's going to do the mermaid thing, right?
Yeah,
we're bringing a Scuba Radio mermaid tail. She'll adorn that for a video that we'll shoot while we're there in Saba and off the coast of Statia and St. Kitts and St. Martin. So, I think you'll be fine as far as exposure protection or lack thereof.
Yes. Does she have a hood?
She
I don't need
one. No, she doesn't need a hood.
Mermaids have to have their hair flowing.
That's the problem. Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing, you know, when you start shooting underwater video, just like what we did there for the new video, the new manatee video there at scubaradio.com, is that, you know, the models we recruit, whether it's Kelly the Brazilian swimsuit model or Mermaid Angela, Nikki, Denise, you know, the list goes on and on. One of the things I do tell all the models is that, look, I'd prefer you not wear a hood because you can look like a guy, and what's the purpose of having...
All right, well, let's take this a step further. First of all, I don't know what kind of wetsuit you're putting her that she's going to look like a guy with a hood on, but she'll look like she has a giant head because all her hair's got to go someplace. So with a hood, she'll look like she has some sort of tumor. But... But here's the thing: you're not going to be filming every time she goes underwater, and you're going to Angela is probably going to want to dive more than Greg's going to want to go in the water with a camera anyway.
Well, that's true.
And wearing a hood, and back me up on this, Scott, wearing a hood on a liveaboard keeps you warmer for the dives when you're not wearing a hood.
Now, wait a minute! Don't try to screw up my models here, Bill. What are you giving?
That's
her bad
because
ideas?
We're bald.
Well, it's not just that. You lose a lot of heat through your head, and wearing a hood keeps you warmer, and it's the repetitive diving that makes you colder on a liveaboard because you're doing so much diving. Now, you're probably used to it being in the springs all the time, but holy smokes.
But it's all about priorities. What's more important, to be cold or to look good? In her case, it is to look good.
Well, since I can never make that really one of my priorities, I guess that's why I wear a hood.
I never saw anyone who was like, wow, they would look really attractive with a hood on. If they only had a hood, it would be...
Hold on. Think about me. Look at this.
Look, the more you cover up,
the more of me I get covered, the sexier I am.
Good point.
Well, in your case, okay.
Okay. All right, so that's one accessory you could consider, but in your particular instance... for you,
no.
I think I'm going with the no hood.
We're going to say no on the hood. Now, there's a whole issue of the safety sausage and some other equipment like that that we have to discuss, and we will get to that in just a bit. But first, you know, I know he might have some suggestions as well as he gets ready for Our World Underwater in Chicago. Our buddy Pat Hammer is on the line. He is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
I'm good. You're in Chicago this weekend, I'm guessing, right?
Oh, man, yes, and it's cold.
Yes, I hear it in your voice, and I heard it was like 14 degrees or something up there. So, you know, all I can say, Pat, is glad I'm not you.
Yeah, but, we're getting all the cold weather now, so it'll be warm for the show.
Exactly. Yeah, we're just 2 weeks away from Our World Underwater. Great dive show right there in the heart of Chicago. Can't wait. Matter of fact, Angela is coming up for that event as well. This is going to be her little pre-dive mermaid appearance before we hit our little liveaboard adventure at the first week of March. But how are things coming together for Our World? How's it looking?
Oh, the show's awesome. We're up to about 230 booths right now. Ticket sales are doing really well. The website's getting, you know, a couple hundred hits. I mean, like an hour almost. We had 1,000 hits yesterday on the website.
Nice.
I'm really excited about that. People just looking at our programs. We got Richie Kohler coming in. You know, a couple Dan programs going on. One of you guys from Florida, Bob Sheridan's coming up to do a program.
Good.
So that should be a lot of fun. And then the film festivals, Friday night's really jumping with wreck diving. So there's going to be a lot of wreck diving video and all going on Friday night.
Good deal.
So I'm excited. And Saturday night's going to be hot. We got Danielle and Michelle Gilbert. Yeah, they're doing some really good footage from some stuff they've been doing all over the world in the South Pacific this time, though.
Yeah, no, who's doing that? You broke up a little bit.
You know Michelle Gilbert?
Okay.
Yeah, and Danielle Ellery, his wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they shot some stuff in the South Pacific. They're going to show the world their Saturday night, huh?
Yep. And they're going to be doing some other programs during the weekend that are different programs. So I'm really excited with them. Those people are phenomenal. Everybody loves them.
Yes. Well, no doubt.
Dreyfels? Jack and Sue Dreyfel?
Oh, yeah. Jack and Sue Dreyfel, absolutely. Great underwater photographers are in their own right, for sure. They'll be there. So it's a star-studded event when it comes to the dive industry. They converge on Chicago this one weekend in the heart of winter. Surprisingly enough, but it's amazing to me when I go to events like this how hardcore and how enthusiastic the diving community is there in the Chicagoland area. And I mean, are you how are you feeling with the economy situation, Pat? Are people optimistic? I mean, you're saying business looks like it's up from exhibitors and that kind of thing. But what is the vibe that you get from the divers in the area? Are they just like, hey, look, yeah, the economy sucks, but I'm going to dive regardless?
Well, you have a couple things taking place. First off, you know, I own Scuba Emporium here in Chicago. So the store is doing great. And what it is people want to learn how to scuba dive and get out of here. So that's helping us out. So they're learning how to dive now. They're going to go to Our World Underwater and see and look for places to go. They're booking them and getting out of here in, you know, March and April.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, and as they say in Chicago, the number one dive site is O'Hara International Airport.
Yeah.
I heard that many years ago. And you know what? That's what is kind of cool when you go up there and you talk to these folks. And, you know, I guess being in Florida, we're kind of warm water wusses and jaded at times, I believe, because we're a little bit spoiled of what we have right off our, you know, back porch or a short drive to the coast. But you meet these folks up in the Midwest, and they are hardcore. They're into it. They love it, probably even, maybe they appreciate it more than we do sometimes, because we have a tendency to take things for granted, I believe, here in Florida. Is that fair to say, Pat?
That is very fair to say. And we actually have learned that we look good in hoods. So we like the look.
Yes. Well, I'll be looking forward to it.
Yes. And she's not going to wear a hood.
Oh, absolutely. No, we don't want you doing that. And you know what? The nice thing about our show, it's in the convention center. All the hotels have an indoor walkway to the convention center.
Right.
So you do not have to go outside.
You do not. The heaters are blowing a big time. And, it's kind of cool. I mean, I really do enjoy it. I mean, it was.
So
I mean,
I'm confused. Is it warm or is it cool?
It's warm. Don't use the word cool, please.
Yeah. Okay. It's bad luck.
Warm. Yeah. It's toasty.
Last year, I think with it was like I don't know if we got into the double digits. It was kind of.
But
cool.
That was outside all the time. You were inside, so it was warm.
And the yes. mermaids are having a good time.
They were having a great time, and to stay warm, if we have to cuddle, so be it.
There you go. But no, we have a good lineup for this show this year. And it looks like business is good for most of the dive stores here in town. So that'll help get a lot of people to the show.
Absolutely. All right. And it's ourworldunderwater.com. Go there on the web. And of course, Scuba Radio will be there in full effect doing a broadcast, as well as having Mermaid Angela there posing for pictures and your personal enjoyment, whatever that may be.
This will be great. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yes. All right, Pat. Thank you so much. See you in a couple weeks, my friend.
All right. Take care.
All right, stay warm.
All right, thanks.
There he goes. Yeah, so it's 14 today, so in 2 weeks it'll be 15.
85.
Hey, remember, you don't have to go outside if you don't want to. It really is kind of interesting how it's set up like that. And but it is a great show. This will be your first time to Chicago, too, won't it?
Ever. Well, I flew in there one time, but I never.
Yeah, like did a connector to some other place. Yeah. All right, well, you'll have a good time. I always look forward to going up there to Chicago and seeing the divers. Maybe not so much. I'm not as enthusiastic about the weather and the temperatures, but the people
It'll
make
be
up
fun.
For it. Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. Anytime you get a group of divers together, it's a good time. All right, more talk about what Angela needs when it comes to things like a safety sausage.
All right.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Mermaid Angela is getting properly equipped for our liveaboard trip February 28th and for Our World Underwater. We're talking about some of her mermaid attire that she will, accessorize with there for the photographers.
I think she's going to sleep in her new stuff. I mean, she won't take it off.
I think I'll just wear this forever.
It's so comfortable. Yeah, her new BC from Oceanic is, she's styling. Right now, she looks like a diver. There's no question. She has the look. Does she have the skills? Well, I can testify for her breath holding abilities and free diving expertise.
Both of which are absolutely 100% required for all divers.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, that's
breath.
Not true at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's good. Her buoyancy is excellent. because of
well, there is that. Nice lungs.
No.
No. I mean, when you can hold your breath and be a mermaid and keep your place in the water column, I think that's going to give you some good lung work out.
Yeah. Well, you know, get your head out of the gutter. Let's talk about the safety sausage.
Yes.
We do need to talk about some safety accessories for you to take with your trip, with you to your trip to Saba. Because, you know, we're going to be doing not necessarily advanced diving, but there's going to be some blue water diving, some pinnacle stuff. There could potentially be a little bit of currents going on here and there. Nothing that you haven't experienced in the past, I don't believe.
But nothing, Angela, like what you've experienced in the springs of Central Florida.
Exactly. So a safety sausage is a device that I believe they actually require on the liveaboard for all divers, just as an added element of safety in case you were to get separated from the group or swept off in a current someplace away from the boat. And then when you get to the surface, you can blow up this sausage and be seen from far away and picked up accordingly.
Yeah, even if you're just, in a dive area that's relatively shallow and you just meander off, you and your dive buddy end up, maybe half miles a little long, but maybe a quarter of a mile away from the boat, and, you want to make it so that they can find you.
Yes.
Yes, so this isn't something we keep bringing up as some kind of issue that
Not merely a double entendre.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it is, but it's not merely that.
And a whistle. Take your whistle with you.
Yeah, a whistle
that's,
is
that's
necessary.
Not a double entendre at all.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Scott, you're not helping.
So how do you feel about carrying a safety sausage?
See how we get right back on the important double entendre action.
I mean, have you heard this? Is this news to you?
This is news to me.
So you've never dove with a safety sausage before?
No.
Do you
never looked at this as a necessary piece of equipment that you should carry with you at all times?
I was not
while
aware.
Diving.
And that means she probably hasn't thought about having to blow one up.
How do you feel
all right,
about that?
We're not. if I must do it, I must.
Yes.
Greg, did you bring a safety sausage with you?
You know,
because apparently she could demonstrate if we needed her to.
Times of need, Bill.
I'm going to go and check and see if I've got one.
You can manually inflate your safety sausage, or you can use your BC and regulator to kind of blow it up. Why are you looking at me like that, Angela?
Because she's checking to see if her safety sausages have already been engaged by her BC.
Is that a safety sausage?
No more.
Yes. it rolls up, and you've seen one before, right?
Dan's
Dives Learn. No, yeah.
Yes.
Abby probably let you see
it. Single Scott actually carries one in his wallet, as it turns out.
No, he doesn't. I don't think. Do you?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they'll probably have some on the boat, some like real cheap plastic things. Literally, they kind of look like little baggy deals.
Yeah, I have some extra
just
ones.
As well, but they usually... you unroll them, and they just lay flat on the surface for like 20 feet or so. So it's red stripe on the surface of the water, but they don't blow up. So,
and if you can't blow it up, really, what's the point?
Yeah, it kind of takes some of the fun out of it, doesn't it?
So it just lays?
It just lays on the surface, so you could be seen by a plane or something.
So it's going to take them that long to come look for you? They send planes and helicopters.
Which
goes back to why you would want a real safety sausage that you can inflate.
Yeah.
You know, like you mentioned, Divers Alert Network has a little Dan safety sausage kit that has a whistle and a reflector plate on it.
If only we knew someone there.
Yeah, who do we know?
No, I don't know anyone.
No.
We got to make some contacts.
Yeah, maybe it may be time to call Super Abby from Divers Alert Network.
It might be.
And find out if we can
need some advice on
she could score us a safety sausage on the cheap.
Yes. My advice though, Angela, don't call and say, "Hey, Abby, I'm going to Saba. You got anything for me to go with all the free gear I got from Oceanic?"
It is.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. First radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Mermaid Angela. We're discussing the safety sausage that she's going to need for her dive trip. Have we encouraged you enough that you should get one now?
Yes, I need one for safety.
Yeah, for safety. Yeah. That's all it would be. And, you know, this is one of those kind of things where there are a lot of divers listening right now that look at that as an optional piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. And when you go on a liveaboard diving, it becomes much more of standard gear or something that you should definitely have. But honestly, I believe it is something that you should always want to, you should always dive with a safety sausage because you never know. The problem is you do something like that, you don't know when you're actually going to need it
until
you need it.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
So it's something you should get. Mm-hmm. Something small enough that you can stick in your BC pocket, and hopefully you'll never need to use it. You don't want to take it out and blow it up every once in a while just to keep it, you know, fresh.
Just for fun.
Just for fun and personal enjoyment kind
of thing. With others around. But the thing is, I didn't know even on the liveaboards that there were certain materials you had to have. See, so that I learned something new.
Well, there you go. See, yeah, it's not a requirement.
The whistle, safety sauce.
A whistle is you know, once again, these are things that are highly recommended in the highly recommended category. Mm-hmm. They're not they're not absolutely necessary because you don't need a whistle or a safety sausage to dive.
Right.
But if you want to take your BC off or regulator and not dive.
Right.
You have to have those. These are just little pieces of gear that hopefully you'll never have to use, but that you should have on hand in case the need arises.
Well, then I need it.
And you mentioned Divers Alert Network. I don't know. We're going to have Bill call our contact. We do have a mole at Dan.
Do we?
And maybe we can work something
out. I think it's a birthmark, actually.
Is it? Okay, we'll find out next.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there. Hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine. popular Jacques Cousteau.
No, Angela, he's saying dive with me, not die with me.
Oh.
Just wanted to clarify.
Thank you. I was a little nervous about that.
I'm kind of looking at Angela more from a dive instructor standpoint now that she's going to do her advanced open water with me on the liveaboard trip. So I'm trying to educate her and take on that role as, you know, teacher, student.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Young Grasshopper. you know, you need a safety sauce. We've clarified that. We've got that out in the open. Now, what safety sauces do you get? And you mentioned Divers Alert Network. They have a little safety kit, a Dan safety kit. And Abby is on from Dan right now. How you doing, Abby?
I'm doing great, great. Thanks for having me on the show this afternoon.
Absolutely. So how you been? Things good up there in North Carolina, I take it?
Things are good. This is one of the sunny days that we've had in the last few months. So I am out and about. And actually, you caught me while I'm at the grocery store. So produce and scuba radio, what a great day overall.
Yes. All right. Well, while you're fondling the melons, I'm wondering, what is the deal? They got the Dan safety sausage kit, right? What is it, Dan safety kit? Do you know what the title is?
So I'm looking at melons, and you want me to talk sausage? Is that what I'm hearing, Greg?
Well, yeah. What else would you expect from me? Come on, Abby.
Yes. Well, the item that you're referring to is the Dan Surface Signaling Kit.
There we go.
So with the kit, thank you.
She'll be here all hour or week or something.
Yeah. It's everything you need in a surface signaling kit, Craig. I mean, you've got the reflective strip on the sausage portion, if you will, in layman's terms. It comes with a glow stick, a reflective mirror, and a whistle. So, yeah. You know, we've got you covered from one end to the other.
It is. It's a really nice little package, and you can buy one right there at diversalertnetwork.org, I believe, online. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
but Abby, here's the real thing. I know we could buy one, but seriously, what is the chance that Greg's going to go and buy one?
Hold on. Abby. We're talking about me. I already have one. we're talking about Angela. Angela is going to purchase one at diversalertnetwork.org.
Poor, under-equipped diver Angela.
Yes. The newest of the group, the newest diver of the group. And you're sending her out unprepared, Greg.
Did you say nudist diver of the group? That's
newest,
just not right.
Newest.
Oh, newest. Well, oh, yeah.
And she does have a reputation of being a nudist as well. So, little known fact.
Really?
Little known fact.
Okay.
You
well, that
shut
sounds...
your mouth.
Well, we are flying in.
For the listeners.
We are flying into St. Martin for that liveaboard trip. Maybe we'll have to have a little trip over to the French side.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yes.
Where exactly are you taking me?
All right, so we know where to get your safety sausage. I think we're equipped. And, of course, you already have your Dan membership and insurance in place, right?
Yep.
All
I
right.
sure do.
Good.
And, you know, since Angela has a personal contact at Dan, I think I might be able to help her out. We can get her hooked up before she goes on the trip. And she'll have everything she needs to have a nice, fun, safe dive vacation.
Yeah, a nice, unsafe dive vacation? Oh, that's right. So she's going with me. I forgot. All right. Hey, report from Das Boot next.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are on our Skype international hotline with Mike Ainge. He is a good friend of Scuba Radio over the years, and he is in Germany at the Das Boot Show. Welcome to Scuba Radio, Mike. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Now, who would have thought that Germany has such a massive dive, boating, water sport show? But this is like one of the biggest events in the world, correct?
It is. It's huge. I guess there are like 9 big halls filled with yachts and boats of all sorts, and everything from special travel trailers made to tow your boat with the travel trailer to million-dollar yachts.
So what are you doing there exactly, Mike? What is your role at the Das Boot Show in Germany?
Well, I consult for a couple of companies here in Europe, and I'm over here working with those companies at the show.
So do you see a different type of clientele other than the fact they don't tend to speak English?
Actually, most of them do speak English, and divers are divers around the world. They're all friendly people. It's just a great crowd. Anywhere I go in the world, it's just always great to be around divers. You always feel at home. And I speak enough German to get in trouble in a bar, so it works okay.
All right, fair enough. Now, let's talk about how this compares to a dive event like the DEMA show, which is the big diving show every year in the States. But this is just a consumer show, correct?
Yeah, this is a consumer show. The scuba portion takes up one of the huge halls here. And it's people coming in, and unlike most of the shows in the U.S., they actually buy and sell at the show. So it's a great place for divers to come to get a good deal on that, you know, special product they've been waiting to buy.
Are there things that you see at the Das Boot Show in Germany that you wouldn't see necessarily at a consumer show in the States?
Well, some of the product lines here you don't have in the States at all. There are, you know, a number of manufacturers that just aren't doing business in the States. So you see some new things. And it depends on the timing of the cycle of the product. You know, if the product's on the market, they'll launch it here. If it was on the market, 4 months ago, then they launched it at DEMA, and now you see it here as well. But it just depends on when it came out.
So I would imagine more cold water equipment type things, too?
There's lots of cold water equipment, and there's lots of cold water diving here, but a lot of people in Europe dive at the local airport, just like a lot of people in the northern U.S. do, and so you also see a lot of resorts from, you know, the Philippines, the Maldives, the Red Sea, etc.
What's different about this show? Why did you have to travel all around the world from your perspective to go do what you could do in Chicago or beneath the sea in New Jersey?
Well, it's a different market. It gives me exposure to different divers. I enjoy talking to people from around the world and getting different perspectives and, you know, that kind of thing. And also, I have books now on the market here in Germany, and I'm beginning to work some with magazines here in Europe. So it also gives me an opportunity to touch base with those people and get a feel for what they want to see and what we publish.
All right. Well, it's the Das Boot Show in Germany. Mike, thanks for the update. We appreciate it. It gives it that, you know, little worldly perspective here for Scuba Radio, and that's what it's all about, bringing people together. And by the way, do they like you more now that we have Barack as president?
Absolutely. I must have heard that comment 400 million times in the last few days.
That's probably worth at least a free beer at the pub, right?
Actually, it's been worth several.
And by the way, it's happy hour in Germany right now, so if he sounds a little loopy, that's why. All right, Mike, I don't know, what do they say goodbye in Germany? What is it again? How do you say that? Aloha. No? What?
It's choose.
Oh, choose.
I guess more formally, Auf Wiedersehen, which means until I see you again.
Okay, fair enough. I'll go with that. Auf Wiedersehen, indeed. Yeah, see, in Germany, they play music like this instead of Jimmy Buffett to kind of get them in that whole boating, diving mood.
Das Boot!
And they have a
they're thing, a happy people.
They have a thing for boots, I guess. I don't know if it's that whole Ugg boot thing or what.
They drink from them.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, they drink the beer.
Angela would know this. I know she's
German. She's
very worldly in that.
German. In fact, it looks like she's wearing lederhosen right now.
I think she's had a drink or two from a boot, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Knowing her escapades. Now, I noticed she still is wearing her new Oceanic equipment. She has her mask
lederhosen on. BC.
Yes.
And her BC. She is primed and ready to, she's ready to do a giant stride entry from the studio right into this bucket.
There's
over
a retention
here.
Pond.
Yeah,
here out back.
Let's go.
She's ready.
I'm ready right now.
So we've discussed, I think, pretty much everything except what to put your equipment in.
Mm, yes. The proper carrying device.
Yeah, I'm waiting, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you where I could tell it.
Yes! Okay, thank you. A little late that time, but...
Well, that's all right. I'm not used to being mean to Angela. She's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you did get, like, what, $2,000 worth of free equipment today. So
yeah.
I'm starting to get a little anxious.
No, no way. She didn't get free equipment. She worked for it.
I worked for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
this
yeah.
Is
yeah. How long did you work? How many days did you labor?
I don't even remember. It was so exhausting.
Greg gave me a free T-shirt once and a band which went on my my mask that would make it float.
Yeah, and your complaint is what?
Well, maybe of your level my of wife work used to, wasn't as
my high wife used to be the phone answerer for this show. She got $2,000 worth of free scuba gear. I got a mask strap.
Maybe that's all you needed at the time. Though.
It could have been it.
What is a boob job?
Oh,
he needs to just have a sex change. Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you,
that isn't going to work. Trust me. Look at him. No, I'm just
I would
joking.
Not be a cute enough girl, is what you're saying. I understand.
Yes,
and that's a good thing.
All right. So let's just change the subject because that mental picture is really scaring me right now. So where do you put your equipment? What do you do when you're going on a liveaboard trip? You need to have a proper dive bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I actually
did you get her a dive bag, too?
No. I actually have some extras that I'm going to sell her at a reduced price. How about that?
All right. I think you asked for this now.
What are you doing?
Oh, God.
But I'm just getting myself into a little halter top action here.
He's taking a shirt off. What is it? What is this?
Is that a Hooters outfit underneath
there?
Oh,
my God. What are you doing? Bill.
You know,
he only does this when his wife comes to the studio.
Hi, Greg. How are you? I don't have anywhere to put all my gear.
I'm very disturbed right now, actually.
Greggy?
Is Kelly here?
Oh, please. Oh. So while Bill has a breakdown.
Greggy, you are the best giver of equipment ever.
Let's talk about the proper type of dive bag. Because, you know, when you're going overseas on a trip like we're going to do with Explore Adventures, we're flying into St. Martin, and then we're going to go from there and be on a boat for a week. And we're going to have to fly back to St. Martin from St. Kitts because it goes from St. Martin to St. Kitts. You get off the boat, and then you fly back over to St. Martin in a small little puddle jumper type flight where weight and baggage and those type of issues come into play big time. What do you do? What do you consider? We'll talk about that next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And if we're lucky, Bill will put his clothes back on and drop the accent.
Please.
Greggy,
please.
I don't want to.
I beg of you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Adventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Adventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Adventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreadventures.com. That's exploreadventures.com.
Alright, so you have all this dive equipment and you need to put it in your sack. Put it in a bag. What kind of bag should you look for? What should you consider when looking for a dive bag? Well, here's my experience, and I'll share with you what I know, what I've learned over the years here, young Angela. Grasshopper.
You're mentoring.
Yes,
I'm
trying.
You tell him, Greggy.
No, quit it, Bill. Come on now. That's just not... That's just not necessary. So a dive bag, okay, you know, the thing you got to consider these days, and Scott can back me up because he's probably traveled even more than I have.
I could back you up too, Greg.
Unique and exotic destinations around the world where you end up flying on, you know, some smaller planes, maybe over into the islands or some third world countries where weight restrictions and baggage policies really become a problem for you when you're traveling with dive equipment and things like that, right?
Oh, yeah. Dive equipment's inherently heavy, so you really have to watch your packing.
Yeah, and, you know, and especially even in the States now where they're charging excess baggage fees for weight and, you know, your second bag is almost always, you know, cost money. Even the first bag costs money now on most of the carriers. So you need to pick a dive bag that when you're traveling overseas, I mean, if you're just driving down the Keys, it's not a problem. You just need something that you can lug out of the trunk of the car to the dive boat, and you're good to go. But when you're traveling, when you're actually having to check a bag or checking your dive equipment, you know, a mesh bag, not really the ideal piece of equipment or bag to use. If you're checking your luggage, you can do that, but now it's exposed. People can plainly see what it is if you're checking it with an airline, so you know, open up yourself to some security issues.
On the flip side, of course, you've got the really great hard cases that you can lock down, but then they weigh a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. Weight is a big problem. So,
that's why I never bring my tank when I dive when I'm flying.
Yes, that weight would be a problem if you want to do a tank. But you can do that, by the way. You can take a tank.
I take my spare air.
You got one of those?
Bigger, my pony bottle.
Yeah, okay. I got a spare air. I may be taking it to
Sabah. You have to take the valve out.
Yes, you have to take it apart so it'll get through Homeland Security. It's a big problem, big issue. But getting back to the dive bags, something that's collapsible and is good and can also expand a lot too, so you might be able to get some extra stuff in there, and obviously is lightweight. So I've found that duffel bags that are hardcore, you know, high count for the what a denim rating or whatever they call it, you know what I'm saying. It's not thread count, I don't know what it is, but it's, you know, that hard ballistic type material that they make most of the dive bags out. If you get a duffel style that it's collapsible and lightweight, I found those are the best.
That's the way to go.
Yeah. Okay. So now you know what to put your equipment in.
Can't believe he's making you buy a bag.
One, I'm not making her. I'm just giving her a suggestion. She can make her own informed decisions now that I have mentored her accordingly. Now do what I say, damn it. Until then, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good dive, everybody.
Sure is, Greggy.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.